Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erev and Daf Yud Beis. We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. And we're discussing Hechsher Mavi, what is required to adjust the Mavi, to adapt it, to enable carrying within it. So we have three shittas brought in the Mishnah. We have Beis Shammai who say we need Lechi and Koira placed at the entranceway. Beis Hillel say either one, either Lechi or Koira. Or Blezer says Licha Yain, meaning two Lechis. One Lechi on either side of the entranceway. Lechi means a cheek. So just as the two cheeks on either side of the opening, the mouth, likewise, Rabbi Elazar requires this entranceway to the Mavi to be surrounded and have a lechi on either side of that entranceway. Now the question here is, it appears that Rabbi Elazar, so explained in Mefarshim, Rabbi Elazar is actually explaining Beis Shammai Shita, meaning in contrast to the Tanakama who quotes Beis Shammai as requiring lechi v'koira, he says, no, actually Beis Shammai require two lechis. Does he mean in addition to the koira? So this would mean that the entranceway needs to be so fully blocked off. You need the two lechis on both sides, which create that horizontal blockage across the entranceway. And we have, in addition, the koira, which creates sort of that vertical descent and blockage of the entranceway. So it's fully blocked off. That's one way to approach it. The other way would say that Rabbi Elazar is substituting. He says, Beis Shammai don't require lechi v'koira, rather they require two lechis, but certainly a koira is not required. So that's the shaila, which the Gemara will explore. Three lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Omer Lechayayin Iboilu, so they had the following question. Rabbi Elazar Lechayayin B'Koira Kamar, does he mean in addition to the koira? I Dilma Lechayayin B'Loi Koira Kamar, two lechis without a koira. Toshma, we have a raya from the following brisa. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, so this is Rabbi Elazar himself, Shehalach Eitzel, Rabbi Yosi ben Preda Talmidei. So he visited his Talmud, whose name was Rabbi Yosi ben Preda. Where did he live? La Oivlin. So he went to this place called Oivlin. Umatzo she Yosi ben Mavi, she'em lo yelo lechi echad. So Blezer noticed that his Talmud is sitting in a Mavi that only had one lechi affixed to the entranceway. Amar loy bni, said my son, asay lechi acher, add another lechi. Amar loy, so the Talmud responded, do I really need to block off this entire entranceway? So Blazer responded, yes, you saw him, let him get blocked. What's the big deal? So we require two lechis. And the Brisa continues. Getting back to the machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai required lechi v'koira, and Beis Hillel, either one is enough. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, this machlokes does not apply to a case of al mavi shu pachis ma'arbamis, when the entranceway to the mavi to begin with is less than 4 amis wide. So if we have an entire mavi which is only 4 amis wide, or even if the mavi is wider at the back but it narrows, and the entire entranceway here is merely 4 amis wide, so it's a small narrow entranceway, all agree she'en etzarach klum, nothing is needed, meaning that we certainly don't need more than either one or the other, either lechi or koira. Al ma nechalku, when is there the machlekes? When it's a wider entranceway, al rochav ma'arba amis va'adeser, if it's between 4 amis until 10 amis, in this case, there's machlekes, shebe shami oimrim lechi v'koira, we need both, v'sil oimrim, one or the other, oi lechi oi koira. So that's the brisa. Now let's get back to the exchange between Rabbi Elazar and his Talmud. Rabbi Elazar required him to add another lechi, and he responded by saying, I need to block off the entranceway. Katani Mias, in any rate, it said, Vichila Soisman Itzerch, do I really need to block off the entranceway? Let's analyze. I Amrs B'Shleima, it works well. It makes sense that he responded in this manner. If he was required to place two lechis in addition to the Koira, so he's fully blocking off that entranceway in all directions. I Amrs B'Shleima L'Chayayin V'Koira, he needed two lechis and a Koira. Mishamachi Amar, that's why he responded in this manner. Do we really need to block off this entire entranceway to this extent? Eloi Amris Lechayayin Beloi Koira. But if you propose, Rabbi Elazar did not require two lechis and a koira. Rather, two lechis Beloi Koira is sufficient. So why did he respond in this manner? Maila Soismoi. Why did he say, well, you require me to block it off? He's not requiring him to block it off completely. It's only two lechis. Says the Gemara, Hachika Amar, this is what he meant to say. Surely he wasn't speaking about Lechi and Koyrim. But he still hesitates. He says, well, two Lechis on either side, what's the point of doing that? Do I need to block off this entire entranceway, place a Lechi on one side, Lechi on the other, so that it appears fully blocked off and closed? So we leave it unresolved. We're not sure whether indeed Rabbi Elazar requires Lechayayin and Koyrim, or perhaps Lechayayin even without Koyrim. Continues the Gemara. Let's get back to the second part of the Braisa. Amar, we just said, Amar Rabbi Shim Gamliel. There's no machlekes between them when it says small size mavi. A mavi shapachis marba amos. The entranceway is less than 4 amos wide. Shein etzar klum. There is nothing needed here. Says Gemara, nothing? Va'anan tanan. Haven't we learned in our Mishnah? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Echad, this certain Talmud quoted, he quoted Rabbi Shmuel, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. He presented this quote in front of Rabbi Kiva as follows. Lo nechal ko Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al Mavi Shu Pachis Ma'ar Ba'amis, when the Mavi is narrower than 4 amis. In which case, we don't need so much. It's a small entranceway. Either one is enough. Either Lechi or Koira. The machlokes only applies when it's a wider entranceway. So it's very clear that even when it's less than 4 amis, something is required, either lechi or koyra. So why did the Braisa quote Rav Shimon Gamliel as saying we don't need anything when it's narrower than 4 amis? Now it doesn't appear like there's a machlokes here. Let's assume that these two, the Braisa and the Mishnah, are compatible with each other. So how are we meant to interpret the Braisa? Says more very simple. He didn't mean to say nothing is required. Omer of Ashi Hachikama. This is what he meant to say. Ein et zorech lechi v'koyra ki beishamai. He meant to say like this, that if it's merely less than 4 amis, so it's a narrow entranceway, we don't need that additional adjustment, the lechi v'koyra like beishamai, or the two lechis like Rabbi Elazar. We don't need that much, all those enhancements, which only pertain to a larger size mavi entrance. Hachikamer, ain't it tzarech lechi v'koyra ki beishamai? Nor do we need v'loy lechayayin ki Rabbi Elazar. Ella, what then do we need? The minimal. Oy lechi, oy koyra ki beisil. So he meant to say that there is no need, the other shittas which add, they require lechi v'koyra or two lechis, that doesn't apply to a narrow entranceway of less than 4 amis. But certainly something is needed, either a lechi or koyra like beisil. So according to this, indeed, the Braisa and the Mishnah are fully compatible. Less than 4 amos wide requires merely lechi or koyra. Continues the Gemara. Okay, so we concluded that when it's a smaller entranceway, up until 4 amos, we have Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa, we have the Talmud quoting Rav Shmuel in our Mishnah, who say that if it's smaller than 4 amos, we only need the lechi v'koyra. If it's greater than 4 amis, that's when the machlekes, the three-way machlekes, is applied. Now, what is the minimum size of the entranceway that should still require something, a lechi or koyra? How narrow can it be and still have an obligation for the heksher? Says the Gemara v'kama, how, up until how narrow? Amar v'chalai v'tema, some say it was Rabbi Chiel, ad arba, only up until 4 tvachim, meaning if the entranceway is narrower than 4 tvachim, that's smaller than a shir pesach, which is a minimum of 4 tvachim wide. Therefore, it's considered like it's closed off. The point of the lechi v'koyra here is to create that separation between the mavi, which is an alleyway leading into Saram. So we're meant to create that separation. So it shouldn't appear like one continuous walkway, usage area. So says Rabbi Chiel, or Achlai, that if the entranceway here is narrower than 4 tefachim, so it's less than a shir pesach, in which case the mavi is inherently detached from shisur rabim. It's not considered to be one walkway, because you can barely get through. There's no pesach there. Therefore, no lechi or koyra is required on this mavi. Okay, so we concluded our discussion regarding mavi. Let's proceed with a discussion regarding a chatzar, which is a courtyard, and suppose a wall, a complete wall, was removed from this chatzar, creating this large breach between the chatzar and, let's say, Rishus HaRabim. Can one carry in the chatzis? Certainly not. He needs to go ahead and repair that breach somewhat. Says the Gemara, what exactly needs to be done? Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Rav Yimer Bab. Omar Rav. Moidim Chachamim Rabbi Lezer, Bepasi Chatzar. The Chacham agreed to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was the one who told us that a Mavi needs to have two lechis, one on either side of the entranceway. So although by Mavi they disagree, they don't require that much. However, when it comes to a chatzah which was nifrat, which was breached, over there all agree that we need two remnants, two wall remnants, or two posts, something placed alongside both sides of that breach in order to enable carrying the chatzah. So the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Lezer when it comes to pasei chatzah. Pasei is merely a term used to describe the board or the pole, the remnants of the wall, which are right near the breach, which go ahead and enable the chatzar for carrying. Let's take a look at Rashi, six lines from the top. Bepasi chatzar explains Rashi, if the chatzar was nifrat, breached, to another area which is asrla, meaning to which you can't carry from the chatzar, let's say it's just a ravim or even a carmelis, like an ocean. So that chatzar right now becomes asr for carrying. It's considered to be unenclosed, and therefore it needs a tzricha shir b'shnei tzidei. It needs to have a shir, like shiraim, remaining structure, remaining walls, or even placing a post there on both sides of that breach in order to improve the containment of it, to repair the mechitza, to remove the piritza status and allow the chatzah for carrying. So all agree we need two, one on either side. Now we're going to see in our Gemara that it appears throughout the Gemara that a chatzar requires more than mavi. The Rashi explains that a chatzar is meant to be used for more personal needs. It's a more secure area. It's a makam tznias. Therefore, Rashi explains that a mechitza is meant to accommodate and enable the appropriate and suitable usage for that area. So in a chatzar, since it's used more personally and more securely, more for tznias, the containment, the mechitza surrounding it needs to be more substantial. In contrast to a mavi, which is a public area, public access area, a public route to the shisaravim, therefore less is needed. So in any case, the Gemara tells us that for a chatzar, all agree, more is needed. We need to have two pasim on each side of the piritza. Now, Tosis points out that, to avoid confusion here, when we speak about the posts by a chatzar, we call them pas, in contrast to the post alongside the entranceway to the mavi, which is called lechi. So Tosis says, actually, it's the same exact thing. It's just that by the chatzar, we refer to it as pas, and by the mavi as lechi. And Tosis asks, why the difference? Why is that so? Taisa doesn't really give an answer. But in any case, the term pas is merely referring to a post or a pole or remnants of the wall, which are situated near the piritza to partially enclose it, to be machsha the mavoi for carrying, to sort of make that piritza into a pesach and restore the status of the chatz. Continues the Gemara. So again, all agree that by a chatzah we need two pasim. For Rav Nachman Omar, halacha k'Rabbelezer pasi chatzah. That the halacha is like k'Rabbelezer, the halacha follows his shita when it comes to pasi chatzah. So the first quote here in the name of Rav Sheshes, Rav Yim Rav Abba Rav, was that all agree. Boitim chachamim l'Rabbelezer pasi chatzah. They agree to him. By a chatzah we need two pasim. For Rav Nachman says, the halacha follows Rabbi Lezer by pasei chatzar, two pasim are required. Explains the Gemara, Om Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man moidim, Rebbe. When we said that Chacham am moidim to Rabbi Lezer, they agree with him, there's no machlekes, that two pasim are required by chatzar. It's referring to Shita's Rebbe, who holds that a chatzar requires two pasim, a post on either side of the entranceway of the piritza to allow, to enable carrying the chatzar. So that's the first quote. It's referring to Rebbe. Rebbe is Moed Terbeleza. But then the second quote that we said, Halacha Kerbeleza, the Pasei Chatzar, which appears to be saying there is somebody that disagrees with him, because otherwise, Why do you need a paskan like him? Why do you have to say the halacha follows the shita if nobody disagrees? Halacha mechlal depligi. When you say halacha, it implies that there's somebody disagreeing. Man poligalei, who is disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar, and who does not require two paskan by the chatzar, merely one is sufficient. Rabbanon, it's the shita of Rabbanon, as we're going to find in the next brisa. There's going to be a Rebbe and a Rabbanon discussing whether or not we need two pasim by a chatzin. It's not as we learned in a brisa. Chatzin, a teres of pas echad. A chatzin becomes muta for carrying, even if it only has one pas, one post, one board, one pole, one remnant of a wall next to the pirtz. So only one is required. Rebbe, I remember bishnei pasim. The chatz only becomes mutter if it has two pasen, one on either side of that pirtza, to properly enclose it, to enhance the containment of the mechitzes, to repair it, and to enable carrying in the chatz. So that's the pshat. Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Elazar. When it comes to chatz, two posts are required, whereas the Rabbanon disagree, and Rav Nachman actually holds that the halacha follows Rebbe Elazar, that two pasim are required. Continues the Gemara, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, what are you meant to do? Omar Vasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Chotzat Tzricha Shnei Pasim. Indeed, we need two pasim by a Chotzat. Omar Le, Rabbi Zera, Le Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zera challenged Rabbi Asi, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, that two pasim are required, one is not enough. How can he say that? Me, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that two pasim are required? Vaha, at, you yourself, Atu the Amris, Mishved Rav Yechanan. You quote Rav Yechanan as follows. Pasei Chatzar, Tzrichin, Sheyeb, Hen, Dalit. That the Pasim of a Chatzar need to be four Tfachim wide, very significantly sized. So that they enclose a Mokim Chashav. We know that Dalit Tfachim is a Mokim Chashav. So we require the Pasim of the Chatzar to be four Tfachim wide, to be considered a Mechitza on a Mokim Dalit. That is considered to be a repair, an enhancement of the mechitzas of the chatzah which were breached. So that's how you quote Rabbi Yochanan. So how can you say that you need two pasim by a chatzah, when you yourself told me that you needed to be four tefachim wide? Now what's the kasha? V'chitem, perhaps you'll say, abo mikan, abo mikan. Very simple. Indeed, you need two pasim. Each one needs to be four tefachim in size. But that can't be so. V'hatoni rav adar baravimi. Because Rav Adar bar Avimi quoted a brisa in front of Rav Chanina. Some say it was Kamei Rav Chanina about puppy. What was the brisa? Ktana be'eser, gdoila b'chasesre. This is referring back to the case where the two courtyards were breached into one into the other. The chatzik ktana was breached open into the chatzik gdoila. And we know that the chatzik gdoila is muta betotal, the ktana is asa betotal. The reason why one can carry the gdoila is because the gdoila overlaps the ktana, and there are remaining walls, there are overlapping walls, which create that appearance of an entranceway. It's like the two pasim of the pirtz of the chatzar. Now, he described the dimensions as the ktana being 10 amas wide, the gdoila being 11 amas wide. The fact that the gdoila is an amma wider than the ktana gives it a little bit of extra space to breathe, meaning that extra amma, which is 6 tefachim, allows it to have two overlapping walls, 3 tefachim on each side, and that's sufficient to provide pasin for the gdoila on both sides of that breach, where the ktana breaches into the gdoila. So the overlapping walls on both sides are considered like pasin, which allow carrying the gdoila. So you see clearly that we don't need 2 pasin of 4 tefachim each. So you can't say that that's required. So getting back to our kasha, on the one hand you tell me that the pasim needs to be on both sides, it's chatzar tzricha shtei pasim kol Rabbi Yochanan, and then you yourself told me that the pasim needs to be four tefachim, and apparently it's not referring to double pasim, meaning one pasim of four tefachim on either side. That's certainly not required, as is evident from the brisa with the two chatzeres, which clearly tells us that it is sufficient to have 2 pasim, 3 tefachim each. So if you don't require 2 pasim, 4 tefachim each, and even a smaller pas is enough, and that's what you meant when you said chatzah tzricha shnei pasim, so how is this compatible with what you said that a pas needs to be 4 tefachim wide? Doesn't seem that we need a pass for Tvach HaMoed. Says the Gemara Kisolik, Rav Zeira Miyami. When Rav Zeira returned from his trip, Pirsha, he came and he answered. He resolved the stira in Rav Yechanan. He said as follows, Beruach Achas Barbo, it depends on what option you're choosing. Rav Yechanan says, a chatzah needs two pasen, but then he says, the pasen needs to be four tefachim wide. How are these two things compatible? Very simple, there are two options in order to repair a breached chatzah. Beruach Achas Barbo, if you choose to place a post on one side of the breach, that needs to be large and significantly sized. It needs to be four tefachim wide to create that mechitza, to create that enclosure. Mishtei ruchos, if you choose to place a pas on both sides of that pirtza, then you don't need it to be that wide. It's enough if it's even just a mashal, just a drop wide. Mashal lakan or mashal lakan, a drop on either side. And this explains the two quotes from Rav Yechanan. On the one hand, he said, a chatzah requires two pasen, even mashu, even if they're just a drop wide, because you're adding something to both sides of that pirtza. You're adding to the containment of those mechitzas. You're repairing the pirtza by fixing up both sides. But then there's another option. When Rabbi Yechon tells us the pas needs to be four tefachim wide, what he meant to say is, if you choose to do it only on one side of the pirtza, in that case, the pas needs to have that independent significance, it needs to have the prominence on its own, because it's standing on its own, it doesn't have its friend to relate to. So it needs to be large in size, it needs to be four tefachim wide to create that enclosure. So you have a choice, either two mashu on either side, or four tefachim if it's only on one side. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan evidently is following the Shita of the Rabbanan, who don't necessarily require two pasim on either side of the pirtza. Rabbi holds you need to have two. But Rabbi Yechanan does not require two. He says you have a choice. If you choose to make it two, fine. But then you don't need to have them very wide. But if you choose to make it one, which is perfectly fine, make sure it's four tefachim wide. Continues the Gemara. V'had etani ada barabimi. So this braisa that ada barabimi dictated to us, which described the chatzar gdoila being an extra amma overlapping over the ktana to give it three tefachim of pas on either side. Who is this? Whose shita was this concurring with? Because according to the Rabbanan, the way we just explained it, we only need a mashu on either side. So if you have a double pas, you don't need three tefachim on either side. So why does the gdoila need to be an extra amma beyond the Ktana to provide three tefachim on either side? It's more Rebbe, it's found sheet that's Rebbe, who requires a pass on either side, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who tells us that, generally speaking, a lechi needs to be three tefachim wide. So likewise, the pass chatzar needs to be three tefachim wide. So Rebbe works for Rabbi Yossi. We need a double pass, three tefachim each. So in conclusion, we have a machlek is regarding the pass chatzar. Rebbe requires specifically two, one on either side. He was like Rabbi Yossi, needs to be three tefachim each. According to Rabbanan, the way Rabbi Yechon explained it to us, you have a choice. You can make one large size one, four tefachim wide, or if you choose to place one on either side of the pirtza, it can be even a mashu in width. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shmuel. So he's quoting Shmuel as follows, Chatzin iteres pas echad. Even one pass is enough to permit carrying the chatzin. Amar Abayi Rabbi Yosef. Did Shmuel really tell us that one pas is enough? Shmuel himself instructed Rav Chanani bar Shila as follows. You should not actually go ahead and permit carrying an echatzah which was nifratz, Ella, unless you conform to the following. Either most of that wall is still intact or is repaired, or if there are two pasen, one on either side of that pirtza. So this shmol is incompatible with the first shmol, tells us only one pas is needed. And here he says, either roiv doifen or shnei pasen. Amar lei. So Rabbi Yosef responded, v'anola yedana. I don't really know how to answer this kasha, but I do know that there was a story. The uvda hava, Bedura the Ravosa, there was a story in this town, this shepherd's town, as follows. Loshen Yam Hanichmas Lachatzir Hava. Loshen Yam is a piece of sea, a portion of the body of water, which flooded the Chatzir. Let's say it just knocked down the walls, broke its way into the Chatzir. So it created a pirza. There's a wall missing, and the body of water extends from the outside of the Chatzir into the Chatzir itself. Can one go ahead and draw water from this lake, from the portion of water which is inside the Chatzir? So generally a body of water is a karmelis, but it's inside a Chatzir. But the Chatzir is breached. So what happened? Basel Kamed Rav Yehuda, so the story was presented to Rav Yehuda, for the Atzrecha, he didn't require, in order to enable drawing water from the water within the Chatzir, he only required Elo Pas Echad. He said if you make one pas on one side of that pirza, that's enough to consider the water detached from the area outside, and the chatzir is considered to be enclosed, and therefore you can go ahead and draw the water from inside that chatzir. So this was evasive responding with a story. So I see clearly that even one pas is enough. Some of Farshim say that Yehuda was the one who issued this ruling, was the Talmud of Shmuel, so apparently it concurs with Shmuel as well. Okay. Amar Leis, Abai responded, you can't bring a raya from the story of the water. That one pas is enough. Perhaps, over there, Chacham were more lenient. Loshen Yam ka Amrus, he's speaking about the Loshen of the Yam. Kalu shekilu Chacham b'mayim. Chacham applied a leniency when it comes to mechitzes, which are applied to water. Water is not really a dry land, which is used for public traffic. So you don't really need a mechitza, a proper mechitza, to separate a body of water. Even a partial mechitza, a partial indicator, is enough to create that separation between this water and this water, so that it would appear like you're drawing the water from within the chatzir and not from outside the chatzir. Even a slight mechitza is enough. So even one pas is enough to separate the drawing areas, one from the other. As we find elsewhere, the Chacham will make it when it comes to mayim. As Rav Tavli asked Rav, mechitza teluya, what about a hanging mechitza, a suspended mechitza, which is coming, descending from on top, but not reaching the ground below? Mao shetate b'churva, can it permit carrying in a churva and a desolate and a ruins? Rashi says it was common to have broken walls there. So it's just a typical example where you have a wall which doesn't reach the ground. Is that considered a mechitza? Amar Leis said, no, certainly not. Ein mechitza tluya materis. It only considered a mechitza if it's not on dry land. Ela b'mayim. Only when it comes to water, Rashi says, is a halacha. Which we're going to discuss later in the Masechta, but it's Hashem that if you have a mechitza which is suspended above water, that allows drawing from that water, that area is considered to be a self-contained area, a self-contained drawing, water-drawing area. So even though the mechitza doesn't actually reach down to the bottom, it's a kula that Chacham applied to water to separate the two waters. Kalu shekilu Chacham b'mayim, this is a kula that Chacham applied to water. So we see that mayim has a special leniency, and perhaps that's the reason why even one pas was sufficient to allow drawing water from the Loshon Yam, which was flooded into this chatzer. So the one pas will be enough to separate the two bodies of water, to consider the water in the chatzer as a separate entity from the water outside the chatzer, and therefore one can draw water from within the chatzer. So there's no raya, you can't prove from this to the general question of what is the requirement by your typical chatzer that was breached. Perhaps, generally speaking, we need two pasim to allow carrying inside the chatzer on dry land. Okay, so that was the sort of refutation on his right. But anyway, we have a kasha. Let's get back to the stira from one shmuel and the other. The first shmuel told us that a chatzer is permitted by using one pas. We have a second quote from shmuel who says either most of the wall needs to be intact or at least two pasim. This is a stira. Mekom akem kasha. And right, there's a kasha here. It says, Nimark Yosra Papa, Rav Huna b'de Vishua m'be Rav. When Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'de Vishua arrived from the Beis Medrash of their Rebbe, Per Shua, So they answered. They resolved the stira as follows. Very similar to what we said earlier. You have two options. Meruach achas ba'abo. If you choose to place one pas, one board, on one side of that pirtza, then you can do so, provided that it is four tfachim wide. Mishtei ruchais. If you choose to do it on either side of that pirtza, mashul lekan or mashul lekan. In that case, you can also shore up the pirtza by placing a pas mashu on one side and a pas with just a drop of thickness on the other side. This explains the two shmuels. Shmuel number one said that a chatzah is permitted by using one pas. He meant a large size pas, four tvachim, which is placed alongside one side of the pirtza. When Shmuel says either roiv daifin or shnei pasim, he was referring to placing those pasim alongside both ruchais of that pirtza. And we don't need them to be wide, even a mashu is sufficient. Continues the Gemara. So we resolve that theorem, but we still have something of a difficulty here. Omra papi kashli. If I have something difficult, ha kashli, this is the difficulty. The Amar le Shmuel Rav Chananya bar Shila. Shmuel instructed Rav Chananya, ach le saved uvda. You shouldn't go ahead and follow through and allow carrying an echata which was breached. Ella, unless it has, oi brev doifin, most of the walls intact, oy bishnei pasim or two pasim. Now, why roiv doifin? Lomali roiv doifin. Why majority of the wall? The pasabo sagi. A board four tefachim wide should be sufficient. How do you get to the point of most of the doifin? Why is that needed? Vichitem perhaps will say it's actually one and the same. Roiv doifin here is merely referring to four tefachim. Why? My roiv doifin. What does that mean? B'doifin shiva. We're speaking about a wall which is in its entirety, seven tfachim. So most of seven, the roiv is four. The barbo havalei roiv doifin. So four tfachim constitute most of the doifin. That's all he was referring to. He was saying you need a pas of four tfachim. And that was his way of saying it. We're speaking about a wall which is seven tfachim wide. And most of it is four tfachim. So that's compatible with what we said earlier. If there's one pas, it needs to be four tfachim. But if that's the case, we're still not happy about that. Why? Lomali harba. Why do you need four tfachim? If this entire wall was merely seven tfachim, says the Gemara, you don't need four. B'shloisho mashu sagi. Even if you only have three and a bit of the wall still intact, that should be sufficient. Why? Because how much gap is left open? So if you deduct three and a bit from seven, you have less than four, which is less than a sheir Pesach, which wouldn't require any adjustment to begin with. The Amar Rav Achlai. V'yitema, some say it was Rav Yechiel, this was mentioned earlier, Adar Ba, that only a entranceway of a Mavi or a Chatzar, which is large in size up until four Tfachim, needs some sort of adjustment to block it off. But if it's less than four Tfachim, which is less than a Sheir Pesach, it itself is considered to be blocked off. There's no Pesach there. So this seven tefach wall, which is mostly blocked off, shouldn't need anything, any adjustments. Therefore, says the Gemara, why would I have to block off more than three and a bit of the seven tefach wall? Why do I need roiv of the seven? Says the Gemara two answers. Iboy seimer, or we'll say kan b'chatzar, kan b'mavi. Rav Achlai was speaking about a mavi, which is an access route into the Sarabim. So once the opening is too small to be considered a Pesach, so you've already cut off the access. It's no longer considered to be one continuous walkthrough into Shus Rabim. So therefore, the Mavi is attached on its own, and no more tikkun is necessary. As opposed to here, which is Yigmet HaChatzer, which is your typical enclosed yard, which this concept will not apply to, and therefore even a small breach, less than four tvachim, is considered a peretz. V'boy Yisema, another teretz, the Rav Achlai Gufei Tanoi, this halacha of Rav Achlai, which says that a small entranceway does not require any tikkun, is actually dependent on machlekes tanoim. And since we're unsure how the halacha follows, we don't rely on that, and we require a tikkun to a chatzer which experiences breach, even less than four tefachim. Continues the Gemara. Tanur abanan loshon yam hanichnas lachatzer. So this water flooded into the chatzer, and there was a pirtza there which was wider than 10 amos. Ein memalun hemenu b'shabbos. One cannot draw water from this flooded area. He can't take some water into the chatzar because the water is part of the general body of water, which is a karmelis, an unfenced area. And although it's inside the chatzer, but the chatzer here is not a properly contained area, there's a pirtza here. Elo im ken yesh le mechitza gvaya yud tfachim, unless they built a mechitza which is 10 tfachim high, which repaired the pirtza and made the pirtza either 10 amos or less, in which case the chatzer is considered a properly contained area, and the water within it belongs to the chatzer. It's no longer part of the body of water outside the chatzer. Therefore, one can go ahead and draw water from this loshon yam, which is present in the chatzer. But when does this whole concern apply? If the breach was greater than 10 amos, in which case it's considered to be a pirtza and not a pesach. But if it's merely 10 amos wide or less, nothing is needed, that's merely considered a pesach, and the chatzer is fully enclosed, the water within it is considered detached from the water outside it, and there's no problem. Says the Gemara, Mimla hudeloi mimal inan. Apparently the concern here is regarding mimimali, the water, drawing the water into the chatzer. Hotel tuli mital telinan, but apparently there's no concern with actually carrying within the chatzer itself on dry land, because that was the wording in the braisa here. Ein mimalin himenu b'shabbos, apparently that's the only concern. Why can you go ahead and carry inside the chatzer? The chatzer was already nifrat, it was breached. It's not a contained area. For nifrat a chatzer b'malaya, l'makam ma'asala. The chatzer was significantly breached to the makam, which is asa to it, meaning the yam outside the chatzer, which is a place where you cannot carry from the chatzer to that area. It's a makam ma'asala. So when the chatzer was breached, a pirtza greater than 10 amis, it's now considered to be exposed to the yam. You should not be able to carry in the chatzer as well, says the Gemara. You know what we're speaking about here? The isle gedudi. There are some structural remnants which are 10 tfachim high below the water level. So the water flooded over those gedudi. Now those gedudi are considered to be proper mechitzas for the chatzer's sake. So the chatzer is considered to be fully enclosed with mechitzas all around. Therefore, one can carry in the chatzer. However, the water which is flooding over those short mechitzas, he's negating that mechitza. As far as he's concerned, he's not reckoning with the mechitza because he's flooding right over it. So since those mechitzas are not protruding, not visible through the water level, so we regard this entire water as one big body. The water outside and inside the chatzer are considered to be one and connected entity. And therefore, one cannot draw water, even from the mayim that's already within the chatzer's confines, because that water is considered to be connected with the water outside the chatzer, because it's flooded over that mechitza. Therefore, one can't draw water from that. But when it comes to carrying the chatzer, as far as the chatzer is concerned, I'm fully contained. I have mechitzas all around me. Even mechitzas that are submerged are considered to be halachically valid. So as far as the chatzer is concerned, he's fully contained. And one can carry the chatzer. As far as the water is concerned, he's connected with the body of water outside the chatzer and has a din of a karmas. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, mavoi shalay nishtatfaboy. If we have an alleyway, a typical mavoi that has three mechitzes and is open to Shisraven, and they did not go ahead and establish a shittuf mavois, which was the merging of the usage by all the members of the chatzeris around the mavoi that use the mavoi, that is required to allow carrying from the chatzer to the mavoi. So this sheet of this partnership was not established in this mavoi. So what is the halacha of the mavoi? Says the Vida as follows. If he went ahead and he adjusted the mavoi by adding a lechi at the entranceway, which has a din like a mechitza, now the mavoi is fully enclosed on four sides, and it's considered to be a proper shayachid. If one is standing outside in Rosh Hashanah and throw something into this mavi is chayiv, because they transfer it into Rosh Hashanah, because they use a lechi. But if they use a koira, hechshiroi be koira, he applied a koira, which is not a mechitza, hazerik l'secha potter, now it's only contained by three mechitzes, it does not have four mechitzes, and therefore if he throws something into this mavi, he is pot. Let's take a look at Rashi, two lines from the top. Hechshiroi be lechi, tiknei be lechi, hazerik l'secha, if he throws into it, mishu sarabim chayiv. Rabbi the holds that a lechi works on the basis of mechitza, creates a partition. So now this place is surrounded on four sides. In contrast to a kaira, hechshira bekaira, hazoig l'sechepot, the kaira mishum heker. It only provides an indication of separateness. It doesn't create a true separation. It's not a mechitza. Therefore, it's not a rosh sayachet. Why? Because savar, abo mechitzes derais. We need four mechitzes to contain an area to make it rosh sayachet minatir. Bein lekula, whether it results in a leniency, such as in this case, if he throws into this area which isn't fully contained on all four sides, he's pater. Bein lechumra, whether it results in a chumra, cannot carry throughout an area which is not fully contained on all four sides. So that appears to be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara four lines from the top, Maskev l'Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet challenged this. Time of the Lenish Tatu. It appears that Rabbi Yehuda is basing it on the fact that there's no sheet of Mavois. He says, if there's no sheet of, then you know what, it depends. If you use the Lechi, then it's Rosh Sayachet. A Kaira, it's not Rosh Sayachet. Apparently, if there was a sheet of done here, then even if it used a Kaira, it would be considered Rosh Sayachet. Time of the Lenish Tatu. Ha, nishtata boy, but otherwise I feel yachshira b'koira. Na, b'chayev? How could a shit of my voice change something into shayachat? It's not a machitza. V'chaykikar zu, this loaf of bread, this used for the shit of, oyos asa oysa v'shayachat, oyos saram, it made it into shayachat or saram. It only can't be. V'atan, you haven't learned in a braisa, that the Erev has absolutely no effect on the status, the domain status, the rishis status of a location. Chatzir shoravim, the courtyards belonging to many people who live in them, alleyways which are blocked, meaning they're surrounded by three sides, whether or not there was an Erev done to allow carrying midrabanan within these areas, they're still considered chayav. If one is throwing something from Rosh Hashanah into this place, he's chayav. Apparently the Erev, the shittah, has no effect on the Rosh Hashanah status. So that's the way you write. Eloi itmar hachi itmar. If we went to learn Rabbi Yehuda's din, it's as follows. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, mavi shein a royal shittif. A mavi which is not suitable for shittif. What does that mean? It's a mavi mefulish. So it's an open-ended mavi with only two mechitzas on either side. You cannot make a shittif of a voice. You cannot carry it in. It's considered like a karmelis. So in this case, it depends what you used to be machshir this mavi. He added a lechi, which is a mechitza. Now it's enclosed on three sides. If one throws into this mave, which is enclosed on three sides, he throws into it from Shisra Mischaiv, because it is a Rosh Sayachat. But if he planted a koira there, which is not a mechitza, now it only has two mechitzas. Hazarek l'secha potter. So if one throws into this, he's potter. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you need four mechitzas. He holds three mechitzas is certainly sufficient to create a Rosh Sayachat. Therefore, he says if you have a double-sided mavi, a mavi mefulish with only two mechitzas, only if you added a lechi, which is considered like a third mechitza, is it considered a rosh hayachid. But a kaira not. Al maka savar, apparently he holds lechi mishum mechitza, the kaira mishum heker. Lechi works, it's based upon the principle of a mechitza. It's like an initiation of a mechitza. So that post has a din of a mechitza, and it is considered as though this place has three mechitzas surrounding it. V'kayra mishum heker, it's merely working as an indicator of separateness, but not creating a mechitza. V'chein amar rabba, lechem mishum mechitza, v'kayra mishum heker. V'rav amar, echad zeh mishum heker. Not only is a kayra serving as a heker, but a mechitza as well, a lechi as well, is only a heker and does not create a mechitza. Says him, really? Eisvei, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, l'rava. So he challenged Rava from the following braisa, where it seems that a lechi makes a mechitza. Hazorik l'mavi. If one tosses something into a mavi, yesh lechi chayv. If it has a lechi, then it's considered to be fully enclosed and it is rosh hayach and it's chayv for throwing something into it. Ein lo lechi potter. So apparently a lechi makes a mechitza. Says Mahari Kama. This is how we're meant to learn the braisa. Ein oitzarech el lechi. If this is the type of mavi, it's a mavi sasam, which only requires a lechi at the entranceway. So it already has three mechitzes. Indeed, it's already a Rosh Hashayachat without the lechi. Hazarek l'secha chayv, because it's surrounded by three sides. But if this is a type of mavi, which a lechi does not suffice, because it's a mavi mefulish, it needs more than just a lechi. It needs to have its Rosh Pesach on one side. So being that it only has two mechitzes, that's not a Rosh Hashayachat. Lechi b'davar achar, if it's a type of alleyway, which is requires a lechi plus something else, meaning it only began with two mechitzes, So even if you planted a lechi there, ha'azorik l'sechei potter, because it is not a Rosh Hashanah yachid, despite the fact that there's a lechi present. Eis v'eso asked Rava from the following halacha. Yasser al-kein Amar Yehuda. Moreover, said Rabbi Yehuda, mi shi'yesh lo'yshnei batim, v'shnei tzidu Rosh Hashanah rabim, if there are two homes alongside the Rosh Hashanah rabim, one on each side, which create an enclosed area, closed by two mechitzes, can one carry there? Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes. Oysa lechi mekan, v'lechi mekan. So you have the two homes, which create the two mechitzes. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he plants a lechi at the end over here, and at this end as well, thereby creating a fully enclosed area. We have two mechitzes. We have a lechi which creates a mechitza here, and a lechi which creates a mechitza here. So you're fully enclosed. You can carry even with the rabbanon. So that's what he does, either a lechi, or a kair, mekan, mekair, mekan, or you can use a kair on either side, v'noisa, v'noisa, v'amsa, and carry in the middle. Amar Leida Chacham responded, no, you can't do that. Eim arvin, rishis rabban bekach. This is not a way to allow kair, rishis rabban. So apparently, a lechi creates a mechitza. Even the rabbanon don't seem to disagree in the concepts. They hold it can't be done to a Rosh Hashanah. It's a public access area. You can't restrict traffic merely by placing a lechi. That doesn't make it a shayach. But generally, they agree. For instance, in an alleyway, a lechi would constitute mechitza. So this is a kashan rava who holds that a lechi is not a mechitza. Says the Gemara, Hasam kasav Rabbi Yehuda. Over there, we the old shtei mechitzes deraisa. Even two mechitzes are already considered to be a contained area in Torah. It's not that the lechi is serving as a mechitza and creating a shayachet. Those two walls alongside Rosh Rabim are already considered a Rosh Hashayachet due to the fact that two mechitzes there that are restricting the flow of traffic. It's making it a restricted area. Country of Yehuda, Rosh Rabim is meant to be unrestricted, fully exposed area, but it already has two mechitzes. That is a Rosh Hashayachet. Therefore, you have no riot from there that a lechi is a mechitza. Perhaps a lechi does not make mechitza. The reason why you can carry there is because you already have a shayachet. The lechi merely is required in the Rabbanon to complete that enclosure, but it's not making a mechitza. So that's the shita of Yehuda. Whereas Rabbanon hold, two mechitzas are not enough to make a shayachet. The place, the makom, needs to be fully contained. It's not enough to divert traffic. You need to actually affect an enclosed area by creating those three mechitzas. They all three mechitzas make a shayachet. Continues the Gemara, Amar Vida Marav. We learned earlier that a chatzar needs to be enclosed more than a mavi, as we explained the name of the Rashi, because a chatzar is intended for more private usage. Therefore, more enclosure is needed to enable the usage which is intended for the chatzar. Therefore, when there's a pirtza, we need to have a pas which is 4 tefachim wide. This is in contrast to a mavi, which is a more publicly accessed area. It's not such a private area. Therefore, we don't need that much enclosure to enable its use. So in the case of a mavi, merely a lechi, which is just a thin side post placed at the side of the entranceway, is sufficient, a lechi or a kair. Now what exactly is a chatzar and what is a mavi? So a mavi generally is the alleyway, the long and narrow alleyway with the erech, erech meaning the length. What is the length of a mavi? The direction in which the traffic is moving towards the doorway, which is on that side. So if the erech is longer than the reicha, it's narrow and long, that is considered to have the configuration of a mavi. And a lechi v'kair is sufficient to enable carrying the mavi. In contrast to a chatzar, which is generally a more evenly spaced area, square or wider than longer, in which case, we need to have a pas, a 4 tefachim, to fix up the pirtz. Says the Gemara, Amar Bida Marav, mavi sha'ar kai kirachboi. What if the mavi isn't properly configured? The oirach, the length, is identical to its width. So it's a square mavi. It has the appearance of a chatzar. A lechi mashu, a thin lechi, will not permit carrying this mavi. Rather, we need a pas of 4 tefachim like a chatzar. Likewise, says the Gemara, Omar of Chieber Ashi Omarav, mavi sha'or keke rachbe, a square mavi, einay nita bekeira tefach, the keira, which is a tefach wide, cannot able carrying there. Rather, we need the pas of 4 tefachim to go ahead and adapt the mavi for carrying. Omar Avzeira, kama machavna shmaita the sabi. How accurate and true is the halacha which was told to us by the elders, Rav Chaim Barashi and Rabbi Yehuda. It's very true. Kiva on the arke kerachbe. Since it's a square mavi, havali chatzar has the configuration of a chatzar. The chatzar in the terrace b'lech v'kira, elech v'kira cannot be applied to a chatzar. Ella b'pas arba. The chatzar is only mutter with a pas arba. Amrav Zeir, ikashli. If I have some difficulty here, hokashli. This is what's difficult to me. Why can he not apply a lechi to this square mavi? Lehavi hai lechi kepas mashu. Let it have a din like a pas mashu. Forget about calling it a lechi, call it a pas. Finishtri. And let this so-called chatzar be mutter through the pas mashu. Says the Gemara, Ishtamitze, it eluded him, Ha, Dom Rav Yassi, Rav Yechon, Pasei Chatzar, Tzrichen Shehei Ban Abba. The Pas Chatzar needs to be four tefachim wide, if he's only using one. Certainly if he uses two, one on either side of the Pirtze, he can use even a thin Pas. But this Lech is only on one side of the entranceway, it's not wide enough, it needs to be four tefachim wide. Om Rav Nachman Aktinan, we have a tradition, Ezeu Mavi, Shenita B'lecha V'Koyre. What type of Mavi can use the lecha v'kira, needs to conform, needs to have two conditions. Number one, kol she'orka yasal rachbay, the length of the mavi is greater in size than its width. As we discussed earlier, u'batem v'chatzeres p'suchem l'soichet. The second condition is that there are homes and courtyards which access the mavi, it's considered to be a publicly accessed area, it's not meant for private use. And that explains why the lecha v'kira can be applied. What is your typical chatzar which cannot use a lecha v'koyra? Ela b'pas abba, only can become mutter using the pas of tefachim. Kol shemiru pas, a square one, which does not have the shape of a mav. Says the Gemara, only if it's square. What if it's round? Merubas in agul aloy. If it's round, you could apply lecha v'koyra. How can you say that? Hachi kama, this is what he meant to say. I arka yasar rachba. If the length of the chatzar, meaning the direction of the doorway, is greater in size, longer than the width, havali mavi. Now it has a tsura, an appearance of a mavi. Umavi belecha v'kara sagi. And a mavi can use a lecha v'kara, and it's sufficient. So you can apply a lecha v'kara to a chatzar, which is going to form like a mavi. It's classified now as a mavi, it has a tsura of a mavi, therefore it has the head of a mavi. V'loi, but if it does not have this configuration, the length is not greater than its width, havali chatzar, it is regarded as a chatzar, and you need a pass of four tefachim. So Chama classified the areas based on their configuration. If it appears like a mavi, it has a din like a mavi. Otherwise, like a chatzar. Says Rav Kama. Let's say we have a chatzar which you went ahead and you redesigned, and you made the oirich greater than the roich. How far do you need to go to change the status to allow using lecha v'kir? Sover Shmuel, lemeimar, Shmuel figure to say, adi ikah pishnayim berachva. The length needs to be twice as long as the width. So if it's wide for amis, it needs to be 8 amas long to be considered a mavi, to lose its chatzar status and turn into a mavi. Amalei Rav. So Rav responded, no, you don't need that much. Hochi amar Chavivi. Chavivi is my uncle, Rav Chia. This is what he said. Afilu mashu. Even if it's only a bit longer than wide, that has a configuration of a mavi, and a lechi v'kira can be applied. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We discussed a mavi, we discussed a chatzar, and what is needed to be placed at the entranceway to the mavi, at the breach of the chatzar, to allow karen within them. Let's begin with the mavi. The Gemara just told us a mavi is meant to be arkayas arach by the length greater than its width. Number two, you need to have batim v'chatzeris, which are psuchim to the mavi. Then we can enable the mavi through a lechi v'kir. Now, what exactly do we place at the entranceway? So it depends. If the entranceway is 4 amas wide or greater, then we have a 3-way machlek. Bishami require lechi vikur. Bishil say a lechi or a kir. Releza says 2 lechis, one on either side of the entranceway. The Gemara is uncertain whether he requires a kir as well. What if the entranceway is less than 4 amis? We have a machlek. According to Bishim and Amliel, all agree. That's a very small entranceway. A lechi or kir is sufficient. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah tells us, even in this case, we have the same machlek as earlier. If it's less than 4 tfachim, which is less than a shir pesach, Rav Achlai says there's no need to have anything there. The mavi is considered to be detached on its own. The Gemara tells us there's another sheet that says that even in this case, something is required to be placed at the entranceway. We proceeded with the halacha of a chatzar, which was nifrats, so it lost its entire wall to Rishus Harabim. Now what exactly is a chatzar? It needs to be configured as a square, or rach b'yosel arkay, wider, greater than long. So how are we meant to adapt this chatzar for carrying? Rebbe requires 2 pasen, one on either side of that pirtza. Each one needs to be 3 tefachim wide, like the Shita Rav Yossi. Rabbanan give us 3 options. If he decides to put 1 pas on one side of the pirtza, it needs to be 4 tefachim wide, which is a chashav shir. It creates a mechita on that makim. If he chooses to place two pasim on either side of the pirtz, he can do so. And he can even apply pasim which are merely mashu in width. We have another option, which is roiv doifen. If most of that wall is built, then you're okay. The Gemara brought a machlokes regarding the proper understanding of the way the lechi and kair works. Does it work as a mechitza, or merely as an indicator, as a hacker? The Gemara also told us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, two mechitzes are already enough to create a rishus hayachid. According to Rabban, only an area which is surrounded by three mechitzes are regarded as rishus hayachid.